Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and thanks for joining us in Mindful Living in the Adirondack Alps. This is Kathy Hohmeyer from the Lake Clear Lodge, and today I am coming to you as owner of the lodge as well as the Adirondack chapter leader of the Weston Price Foundation. And with me today is Sally Fallon, who is the founder and president. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Kathy. It's lovely to talk to a chapter leader.
I'm very excited to have you here today so we can tell everybody what's coming up soon. And actually a little bit less than a month in June, which is the Real Food Summit here for the first time in the Adirondacks. We'll have you and the Weston Price Foundation telling us a little bit about real foods and about yourself. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right. That's on the 4th of June, and it will be an all-day seminar with lots of interaction and lots of time for questions and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's a fair amount of people up here who may not have heard of the Weston Price Foundation. Real foods is certainly becoming a big thing up here. It's a real, up in this area. There's a lot of rural land, so a lot of farms have sprung up, new farms, so that's always good. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit of background on the Weston Price Foundation?
All right. Well, we set up the Weston A. Price Foundation in 1999. It's named after a nutrition researcher named Weston Price, who traveled all over the world studying the diets of healthy traditional people and taking pictures of these people. He was a dentist, and he was very impressed at the dental health of these isolated people, people who didn't have dentists, but they also didn't have cavities, and they had beautiful wide faces and naturally straight teeth. So he was trying to find out, well, what kind of diet supports this kind of dental health and this kind of overall health. So we named the foundation in his honor, and we pride ourselves in providing accurate information about nutrition and not having any ties with the government or with the food industry. So, for example, one of the foods that we encourage people to eat a lot of is butter. Now, when we set up in 1999, that was a pretty radical thing to say, but I think it's all coming out now that this whole notion that we shouldn't eat butter, the notion that cholesterol and saturated fats are bad, we're now finding out that this was a big mistake and actually has very serious consequences.
Right, and I think it's because, unfortunately, that we are, a lot of us have ill health or not optimal health, that this is now like, well, wait a minute, what have we done? And you're really there to answer the questions, and I think you've been one of the premier organizations in telling this information for a long time. And like you said, priding yourself on the research and the correct, not necessarily a diet, but a way of eating, and a way of eating that isn't new. It's something that we just need to bring back.
Exactly. We look at traditional, or what Dr. Price would have called primitive, diets, and what we like to do is show the scientific validation of these food principles. And it's not like we're just going back to the past and ignoring the science. We actually bring out the science that most people have missed, the science that doesn't appear on the front page of the newspapers. And that science has been saying for a long time, there's nothing wrong with saturated fats. Your body needs saturated fats. There's nothing wrong with cholesterol. Your body needs cholesterol, especially growing children. Pregnant women, they need cholesterol. They can't make enough to fulfill the requirements for the growing child. And also, we have looked very carefully at the vitamins that are in these animal fats that we really can't get anywhere else, vitamins A, D, and K. And this is what Dr. Price found to be very, very high in these traditional cultures. The foods they valued most, and particularly the foods they valued for pregnancy and healthy growth in children, were the foods that were richest in these vitamins. So they valued butter, they valued things like fish eggs, organ meats. Liver was a sacred food in many of these cultures. So we show people, explain, what a traditional diet looks like, and help people learn to prepare these foods. And that's what we'll be doing on the 4th. In the morning, we're going to look at the traditional diets of the past and why they're the way we should be eating. And then in the afternoon, we'll kind of dissect the whole heart disease and cholesterol thing and show people where we went wrong there.
Right. And that's one thing, when in my restaurant, I've been kind of cooking kind of whole foods way for ever since this has been here, and this is our 50th anniversary year. But people in the dining room would kind of, I don't cook fancy. It's not, a fancy cooking sort of thing. It's just real foods cooking. And people would, just say, wow, this is really good. And even years ago when they were trying to, follow a diet, they're like, this is really good. And we don't get it. And my answer, I just had to chuckle because it's just real food. I mean, it's not that fancy.
Exactly.
It's just food cooked whole.
And I often say, before, the most important thing is that the diet that you're eating satisfies your nutritional requirements. And in fact, people trying to lose weight, you won't lose weight or you won't keep it off until your diet gives you the nourishment that your body needs. And that's what our diet does. It's an extremely nourishing diet. We call our foods nutrient-dense foods. And, of course, we'll be explaining all this on the 4th. And, there's a lot of things that people may not realize. One of the components of these traditional diets was many of them cooked bones and made bone broth. And in the gourmet tradition, that bone broth is the basis. It's the basis of the soups and stocks and sauces and gravies that really make the food taste so good.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, people may be more used to taking it out of a can or not doing it, you're right, we've totally forgotten about the bone stock. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think the advent of even the, in New York City, you can go up to a window and buy, a cup
beautiful
of bone
broth.
Is,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you just put
the
out
broth.
A book on bone broth as well.
Right. I have a book called Nourishing Broth with the co-author Kayla Daniel, and we talk about the research on the health benefits of broth. And again, here's something, I grew up, my mother made chicken broth, and she told us it was good for us. That was part of her tradition. And now we have the science that shows that the broth really is, first of all, very good for all your joints and cartilage. It's very good for digestion and very good for moods. Broth helps stabilize our moods. And again, fortunately, we don't have to give anything up to have this beautiful broth. It actually enhances and enriches our diet.
Mm-hmm. And Weston Price, and your information put out that these people were healthy, but what they also were happy. They were a pretty good mood.
they had good mood. he was struck by the cheerfulness of the population. We got a wonderful letter years ago, actually kind of sad letter, a woman who had been to the South Seas, to the same place as Dr. Price visited when she was a little girl, because her father was a dentist and wanted to see these places. And she remembers how happy and cheerful the people were and beautiful, beautiful teeth. And she said she went back about in the late 50s, again, to these same places. And when she got there, she was struck by the change. Because now they were eating processed foods. They were not healthy. But she said the thing that struck her was how unhappy everybody looked. And instead of the children playing happily on the docks, the children were crying and fighting and hitting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like paradise lost. And they had to wait in the boat until they unloaded all the Sara Lee coffee cakes, which were going to this island. And the captain said, yes, and by tomorrow they will have bought and eaten all those coffee cakes.
Yeah. So it's a real change. I'm just going to, before anybody started the show, and if they aren't going all the way to the end for time factors, I am going to say that we are having a Real Food Summit, and you can meet Sally Fallon Morrell here at the Lake Clair Lodge. We are close to Lake Placid. If people don't know where Lake Clair is, which is a very small small town, I guess you can't even call it a town, but we're near Lake Placid. Most people know where Lake Placid is. So really just a couple hours south of Montreal and about a couple hours, a little bit more north of Albany, just for location's sake. We do have lodgings here. You can stay for the weekend. You can stay a few days longer. And the main thing on Saturday is, of course, to see Sally and hear all this wonderful information that is just It is life-changing. If you haven't heard it before, it is life-changing. And if you had heard some of it, then it's really important to kind of hear it again and remember. I've had to look at this. I bought your book, Nourishing Traditions, years ago, actually from a guest who was sitting at one of my tables.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she said, you have to. I said, well, I was starting something and looking at vegetarianism, not for myself, but for someone. And I said, I can't do that. I'm serving, you know, sauerbraten and roast pork. And they said, you've got to take a look at this book. And that was the Nourishing Traditions book. I took one look, and I signed right up to be a chapter leader.
You've been one of our longest-serving chapter leaders. Yeah. And you know what I like to say about this diet is that you don't have to give anything up on this diet.
Exactly.
There's no renunciation. You get to have your sauces and your fats and your salt and even sweet things done right.
Right. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, for more information or to register, you can go to westonaprice.org. That's our website, Weston, WestonAprice.org.
Right. And I'll have that link in the bottom of the blog talk as well, so westonaprice.org. And the book that you put out, Nourishing Traditions, do you want to say a little bit about that? Because it's really all that information you're going to be going into, right? I mean, it's a Bible. It's a, you know, no religion in there, but it is just the ultimate how-to and why-to for these types of foods.
Well, yes, Nourishing Traditions came out in 1996, and I thought this will be a little obscure book, you know, maybe a few people will buy it, but it resonated with people. It explained a lot of things, and plus, the recipes are pretty good in there. I'd been cooking for many, many years, and so it kind of took off. I'm up to almost 700,000 copies now, I think it's helped change the food climate here in this country. And then, of course, after I published that, we set up the Weston A. Price Foundation because we knew that new research would be coming out and we'd be hearing new things, and we just thought it was good to have an organization that people could lean on, they could contact, that would be publishing all the new stuff. And also, our chapter leader system has been very successful. Kathy, like all chapter leaders, keeps a food resource list. So if you live in her area and you're looking for something like pasture-raised eggs or raw milk, you just call Kathy or go on her chapter leader website and you can find those, what you're looking for.
So first time in the Adirondacks for the Weston A. Price Foundation?
Actually, I was in New Paltz, many years ago, with another early chapter leader, Dina Falcone. I think you're quite a bit north of that.
Yeah, we are actually, but yeah, New York's the big state, but yeah, we're up here, and I think the Adirondacks is looking forward to certainly having you here again on June 4th. This is 2016. Actually, the whole weekend, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Doing one smaller type of lunch seminar on Sunday, with the main information being on Saturday, June 4th, and you can sign up for that at the website, westonaprice.org.
And I'd like to add that the registration includes a delicious lunch that your lodge will be preparing.
Right. And we do have 25 acres here. It's quite a big place to come. It's not just a conference center. We do have a conference center here that Sally will be speaking in, and we have a few other activities planned for that. If you do choose to stay, you can do more of a hands-on. You can, you know, listen and learn, but also do a little bit of a hands-on. And there will be vendors as well. So there will be some folks in the area who are coming to show you their type of foods that fit this type of climate.
Wonderful. That's great. We, you know, we pride ourselves in, on the one hand, we're showing the science, we explain the theories, explain the principles, but on the other hand, we like to put our money where our mouth is and help people find these foods because sometimes they're not easy to find. One of the things that we recommend is lacto-fermented foods. So this, we're talking about things like real raw sauerkraut or real raw pickles that have been fermented according to these principles. And they're starting to appear in health food stores, But in the old days, you sort of had to buy them directly from the people making them.
We've been doing quite the history of food in our own area, and looking at foods that have been, trying to really get into this area to see the, how they preserve the fruit. And really, these foods were all about how they preserved them.
Yes.
I always say it's the preservation then, but the new science and research now that is really showing how healthy they are.
And it's all because we've discovered that we have a biome, that is, we have bacteria in our intestinal tracts, and this bacteria needs to be supported and replenished, and that's what these lacto-fermented foods do. They're full of lactobacilli, friendly, good bacteria for our digestive tracts. And Kathy, literally all traditional cultures had these foods in them. They didn't need to take probiotic pills. They were eating the probiotics every day in their food.
Right.
I discovered a book about the Sudan, about fermented foods in the Sudan, and I thought I knew a lot about fermented foods till I found this book. They fermented everything. They fermented their grains, of course. They made a beer out of their grains. They fermented squash. They fermented bones. So everything was fermented and stored because they just had about 3 months of rain and good pasture. And then they had to store everything for the rest of the year.
Right. So again, preservation. But with the science that we have now, we can certainly, explain why these people were just so kind of happy and healthy.
And healthy,
it's really
yes.
hard to incorporate into a daily lifestyle now. And that's what I try and also do in some of my hands-on is say, how do you realistically do this? And it's really a little bit of a mindset, but an easy mindset. And I always tell people, it's not you doing the work. You set it up, and the food does its work, like the fermenting.
Yes, right. And they really are not hard to make yourself. One of the things that we teach people is that grains, so many people have problems with grains today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't digest them. And they think, well, grains must be bad. The paleo folks are right. We shouldn't be eating grains. But when you look at traditional cultures, many, many, many of these cultures had grains. Even the Australian Aboriginals had acres and acres of wild millet that they cultivated, or the California Indians ate wild grains. It was 50% of their diet. So why weren't grains a problem for them? Well, that's because the way they prepared the grains was by soaking or souring, or in the case of cultures that made bread, by making sourdough bread. And what you find is if you prepare these grains properly, you won't have these problems with them because the proper preparation takes care of all the components of grains that are irritating and hard to digest. And this is one of the subjects that we'll be going over at the seminar on the 4th. And then we'll also talk about, how to incorporate this in your lifestyle so it's not too time-consuming, not too hard.
Right. When I first started, I think I took your book and I just started in one spot. And I kind of tried to get, learn that because there was nobody around me doing this, or at least not too many people. Eventually we connected, but I would learn one little spot and then I would kind of have to stop and learn another one. And then eventually I could kind of put in two, and then I'd stop and learn another one, and then I could kind of put in three. So it really was a process, but it's a super fun process, or at least for me.
It is, yes. And you end up being a really good cook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Food
and for your family,
great.
Too. It's a
yeah.
really, I mean, you're not just doing it for yourself. You're really doing
right.
it for the people around you.
Yeah, I think people think that, you just need to dumb everything down and everyone can do it. But actually, people like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
that these recipes are really hard, but
mm-hmm.
they're different from what we're used to.
And another even good salad dressings. Right.
Actually, that's one of the first.
If you don't cook, for them at least.
Yeah, that's actually the first thing I say to people. The number one thing you can do, well, apart from switching to butter, is to just make your own salad dressing. And to convince yourself that you should do this, just read the list of ingredients in salad dressings. And they're also made with the very cheapest industrial oils, which are highly processed. They're extremely rancid. Study after study has shown that these oils are carcinogenic. They cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You can make your own salad dressing using the finest quality olive oil, good vinegar, a little mustard. It's all it takes, and you can put that together in a minute. And it actually doesn't even cost you anymore because, you know, you're not paying for the profit for the company that makes the dressing. So to me, that's one of the easiest, quickest things that people can do, and it makes a huge change in their diet.
And another thing that people are concerned about a lot of times are cost of these, you know, quote-unquote expensive foods. But I think what I always try and tell people is, but they're nutrient-dense. You don't need to eat a lot of it. I mean, my family certainly finds that if I make a good sourdough chocolate cake, we only need a small slice, whereas before you'd get these huge pieces of cake with nothing in them.
And also, you're not buying foods that are really expensive, like breakfast cereals or, you know, or prepared things. Those foods are actually quite expensive. And as I gave the example with the salad dressing, it doesn't cost any more. Another example I like to give is chicken. If you buy a whole chicken, that will cost you about the same as buying two skinless chicken breasts at the store. And that whole chicken is so much more nutritious. It has the skin, which you should be eating. The skin is a very important part of the chicken. And you can, a family of four can actually get four meals out of two whole chickens. And when you add that up, that is very, very economical.
And I think that's something that people will, once they get into this, like you said, they can find out that it really, their first thought, oh, it's different, it's hard, it's more expensive, but even if it was, the benefits are the payoff. But
well, yes,
but and, they're not.
And, of course, you need to also, when you're figuring out your food costs, you need to figure out your medical costs as well. And that includes lost time, lost efficiency. In 1900, Americans spent about 16% of their budget on food and about 7% on medicines and doctors. Today, that number is reversed. It's about 7% on food and about 16% on medicines and doctors. So it adds up to be the same. And it just seems to me that it's so much better to spend your money on good quality food and not be sick.
And enjoy it in the meantime.
And enjoy the food in the meantime,
Another thing that you do talk about is cereals. Did you want to touch on that real quick?
Or well, any other? Breakfast cereals have been studied. No studies have been published, but they actually are quite toxic. That process of extrusion that they use to make the breakfast cereals is very high heat, high temperature, and it actually denatures the proteins in the grains. And they actually become neurotoxic, and animals that have been fed these breakfast cereals actually die before animals who get nothing, before the animals that starve to death from getting no food. And they do have a very toxic effect on the digestion and the nervous system. And here we have millions and millions of school children starting their day off on these cereals, and then they can't concentrate and can't sit still in school. And that's another thing that really is easy to change. You just give them oatmeal that you soaked the night before and served with butter and cream, or you give them bacon and eggs, you know, a really good nourishing breakfast. And I promise any parent listening to this, you will see a change in your children's behavior simply by giving them a nutrient-dense breakfast.
Cool. So so on Saturday, you're going to go basically from soup to nuts and cereal and wine for the whole day. Now, it starts around, I think it's 10 to 4, but it's a whole day of information and awesome information. I encourage anybody listening to, again, if you've heard it, listen again because there's always something more. If you haven't heard it, prepare to have your mind, you know, changed a little bit, hopefully, and with this type of information that is just, it makes sense when you hear it, but unless you hear it, you don't necessarily know it's there.
And we like to say we present this in a very user-friendly way, and we're not pointing fingers at anybody. We're just saying, here are things you can do, and they're not hard. And the other thing is that you will meet a lot of like-minded people. Hotels that where we have our conferences always say, my goodness, your group is friendly. They're just so talkative and friendly. And that's what you'll find. You'll meet new friends at a seminar like this.
So again, you can sign up for the Saturday seminar. You can come just for Saturday, or you can stay longer. But you can sign up for the seminar at WestonAPrice.org. And also, we are going to do an interpretive dinner that evening, so you can sign up at that website there as well. We're going to do an interpretive dinner, so you can actually there will be lunch during the seminar, but we can actually sit down together, have a Weston Price-inspired prepared meal, and I'll go through the courses and tell you why we did something and, you know, follow through on what we've learned on Saturday as well. So that's there for the offer as well, to have dinner with us. Even if you can't make the seminar for some reason on Saturday, you could come on Saturday night for dinner and even catch Sally for lunch on Sunday. And that's at WestonAPrice.org. My website is LodgeOnLakeClear.com, and that's in the Adirondacks of New York State, about 20 minutes from Lake Placid. Most people know Lake Placid up in this area. Or you're at Paul Smith College. We have a great college up here. It's called Paul Smith College, and we're near there as well. So not too hard to get to. It is a little bit of a drive from places, but not too hard. And if anybody has questions, they can give me a call at 518-891-1489. So we've got a couple minutes left, Sally. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just, again, I want to emphasize that, you know, people are – I meet a lot of people who say, you know, I've just been thinking about doing this. I think I should change my diet. I think I should eat healthier. This will help you get started, and it's not overwhelming. And I think what you'll find is it's not that hard either. And you're not giving anything up. You don't have to drink kale smoothies. You don't have to, you know, starve yourself or eat foods that you don't like. I can't emphasize this enough. This is a diet that your kids will like, that your kids will actually eat.
And I think with a lot of diets, you start out by, like you said, you have to give up something and you don't feel nourished right away. You're changing, you don't feel nourished. And I think this is one, even if you choose something, some area you just want to change, immediately you're going to see the differences and be satisfied. You're not going to feel like you're dieting or changing or reducing anything that you like.
Yes, I think that's a very important point to make.
So, yes, it's coming up June 4th, 2016. We're very excited to have the Weston A. Price Foundation and Sally Fallon Morrell here on site at the Lake Clear Lodge and Retreat. Very excited to have her here. And, again, you can sign up at WestonAPrice.org. So I think if there's anything else, Sally, there's a million stuff to cover. I don't think we can even – I could talk about this forever, as my guests know.
Well, even if you can't come, go to our website, WestonAPrice.org. Mm-hmm. It's a huge website with all of the information we've ever published since 2000. But on the right-hand nav bar, it says take a tour. And that's what I invite you to do. Go to our website, WestonAPrice.org, and take a tour. And then you might find a local chapter near you. There's a link to our local chapters. And might get involved with some like-minded people in your area.
Right. And maybe be inspired to start a chapter of their own. There's still
lots
of room for lots of help. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, I thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I'm so looking forward to this. We're going to have a really good time.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. And like I said, if you can't come, go to WestonAPrice.org. And you do have annual conferences as well, so they can find those there and lots of information.
Yeah, our main conference is 11th through 14th of November. It's in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't let the location scare you off. it's not that hard to get to. 70% of our people do come from out of town. And it's a beautiful hotel, and you'll have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. So, okay, well, I thank you very much, and we will see you soon.
See you on the 4th. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.